All right, good evening. At this time, I'm going to call to order the regular council meeting for the Coburn Town Council for Monday, June the 10th at 6:30 p.m. Mrs. Sharp, if you would do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Cotton.
Here.
Jeff Housen.
Here.
Devin Tamani.
Here.
Joe Steele. Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, once again, we do have a quorum present, so we can proceed with the meeting. We have already done the invocation and pledge, so I will omit those from this agenda, which brings us to public expression. This can be general public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. Please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Do we have anyone for public expression? Okay, seeing no one come forth, I will close public expression. The next item is the approval of the agenda, which can be amended by majority vote. Any additions or deletions to this agenda? Okay, hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
I will make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second. Motion and a second to approve the agenda as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have an agenda. The first item is reports. Fire department. See Mr. Jackson here tonight.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sorry I wasn't able to attend the last one. I was busy with some personal issues. For the month of May, we had two structure fires. We had three smoke reports. We had six motor vehicle accidents. We had 10 assists on EMS. We had one wildland fire and eight other calls totaling 30. We had 170 and a half hours for total man hours. We had 156 personnel responding. We had 380 hours training, and we assisted on 10 calls. And that was it for the month of May.
Okay, questions for the fire department? Do you have any questions for us?
No.
Well, let me throw something out there. Between now and the 4th of July, I know you guys are getting ready for that too because you'll be up on the hill, correct? Can we make sure that the streets are cleaned and the parking lots are cleaned off again?
We will do our best.
Please?
I will do our best.
I know.
We're waiting on one truck to get back from having the lights and sirens put in it. And then we'll be sending the other truck to get striped. And then we'll be sending it to get the lights and sirens installed on it once we get the other truck back. The question was asked, we have two trucks. Do they have fire equipment in them? Yes, we have fire trucks. We do keep fire equipment in our fire trucks. That's the whole point of having a fire truck, is to have EMS equipment and fire equipment inside of all the trucks that we have. We're not, you know, right now we have the new 86 sitting down there. It has limited equipment on it due to the fact that we're going to send it to get striped, and we're going to go send it to get lights and sirens put in it. So we're not putting everything that needs to be in it at this time until we get it back and have it ready to go. Other than that, our EMS stuff is right there. So we're getting ready to punch the active button, and when we do, well, hopefully we'll be doing a little bit better. So, and that'll help us out a little bit.
Okay, there you go.
Appreciate that. But yeah, having that clean would be nice.
I will try our best. I will not make any promises, but we'll try our best.
That's what I was asking now. That's giving it a long time there. Yeah. A long movement there.
Okay. Anything else?
Is there still a lease on the property there at the ball fields next to the train center?
So what?
Is Mr. Yes. Sharton still have that lease?
Until we talked to him, yes. How long was that for? 10 years or 5 years?
I think 10, but
I think we did it for 10.
Because it was,
He's not doing anything to it right now.
Right. Well, it was, it got back to me that he no longer had the lease, that he turned it back into the town. And if that was the case, and if he does do that, I want first dibs on that lease with my name on it.
For what?
Training purposes.
If it's going to be for the town of Coburn and it's training purposes, I don't think that you would have to have a lease on it.
But I want to put it in my name. Because there may be some livestock going on. And I would fence it.
Well, just like Mr. Sarton, we had him bring us a plan. Mm-hmm. And so I'd have to have you do the same thing.
But has he held up to that plan?
He did not. He started on it, but he gave us an in writing plan of what he planned to do. And then I asked him, and he lost his funding while we were in translation.
I will get that together in writing.
Kind of like a business plan. Tell us what your plans are.
And I will bring that. But like I said, if he turns his lease over, then I want to put that on.
And I think his initial lease was through December 31st of 2026, so it was a 5-year lease.
That's what I was thinking. Five.
What did he? What was the price on that? Or what was the?
The give was going to be that the ball fields that he would put in would benefit the town because it would bring in the other thing. So there was never any money from us to him or anything.
Right. Well, I mean, that's I'm not going to ask for no money, but yes.
Okay. I mean, I would have some concerns, I guess, if it were for a dual purpose. If it were for just you, it's one thing. If it was just for the town, it's another thing. But if it's for both, then I don't think you can really do a dual purpose lease like that.
No, it's not going. The town's not going to do it.
So the town you'd not be doing any town training whatsoever.
No, just only where our training facility.
Okay.
That would be whatever right there on the other side of the creek, whatever the fire department's been mowing for however long now. That's it. What I would be leasing would be what I do. And I would fence everything and that I would be taking the lease upon myself.
And that's the plan.
But we have been having, and you know, Travis can vouch for this, we have been having a lot of people go over on four-wheelers and dirt bikes. And I do get phone calls all hours of the day, the night. I've got several people that does watch it. And, you know, we've been over there. We was just over there this past weekend. And, you know, we put no trespassing signs up. You know, somebody gets over there, gets hurt, breaks a dirt bike, breaks a four-wheeler, gets killed over there. That's on the town. It's not on the fire department. It's not... And, you know, we've done our due diligence of putting no trespassing signs up everywhere. I know that Marcus had no trespassing signs up. Those no trespassing signs are no longer there. That's on the town. And, you know, we're lucky enough to have people that try to watch it for us, because if somebody gets over it, and it's the way that grass and stuff is, the way it's grown up back around the back, I mean, you'd never know until you watch the buzzard start flying in circles. You know, and I just think that we need to go over there. And up there where Mr. Sarton had his entrance to his ball field, I think that there needs to be some type of gate put up right there. And I don't know what type of agreement that the town has with the single wide trailer, the people who live there. But that gate needs to be locked back as well. I don't know who lives there, or what kind of agreement they have with the town, but that single wide's on town property. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they watch it, but...
They pay rent.
Well, I mean, right, but they watch it, but, you know, in a sense, that gate needs to be locked.
There's no way that I can see that you can rent a piece of property to someone and then forbid them access to that property with the gate.
Yes, I understand.
I mean, I can see after the trailer, right, the gate being there, but prior to getting to the trailer, I can see no way that you can do that.
No.
You're denying someone access to something that you rented to. It's just like, for instance, right, if we were to lease that property to you, that you're talking about, we were to put a fence up there and deny you access into that property, then you would have a problem with it.
Right.
But and I'm sure that the people in the trailer would have a problem with
right.
it.
Right. What I'm saying is I didn't know how the town had that. I didn't know if you all was renting that piece of property. What is the dimensions of the property? Does anybody have that in writing?
That's a question for the attorney. I don't know.
And I don't know right off the top of my head either.
Or was there ever anything in that?
So where are you going with this?
I'm just asking.
Let's just get to the point.
There is.
Something riding, and I don't have what the now.
I'm just asking if it's in writing. I'd like to know, if there was something riding. It's town property.
That actually would be something that would be accessible by doing an official FOIA request.
Right.
His wife still lives in
it. Instead of doing that, I'm just asking questions.
And that's their trailer.
Yeah,
I'm sure you don't know what you had for breakfast last week either. So, there's no way that we remember everything.
Right. I just asked a question if it was in writing somewhere. But
it is. There's some type of rental agreement for the single wide.
But that's all I was asking. But I would like to see if you all could talk to Mr. Sarton or.
I've messaged him.
Just to keep down on the traffic over there, because, and my thing is, I don't have to go over and find somebody that's wrecked on a dirt bike or four wheeler.
Does anybody contact the police department when they're
over? Oh yeah, we go over all the time.
Police department.
Travis goes with us all the time. And we've run several people off over there. We actually had a bunch of dirt bikes try to run from us last month, or 2 months ago, sometime back. But it's just to try to keep people from going over there and getting hurt or doing something that they shouldn't be doing. Because, I understand that they come in from over there on the back side of Mary's Chapel at the church at the old train trestle, the old car wash, they come in that way. We've run people off that's been sitting in the background in tents.
Yep.
So
they've lived on the riverbank in my mom's backyard.
Right. Well, we've been right there behind your mom's house four times for people back there with fires. They're back there. Oh, we're just fishing. Well, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, if you'll bring us a plan,
I'll have that.
All right.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next item is the police department, Chief Mullins.
Mayor. Good evening. I think I've handed everybody out a copy of the police report for the month of May. Our call volume, very similar to last month, just slightly down. However, the biggest change is we had several more calls this month that were time-consuming. The tickets are up, arrests are up, criminal papers served are up, and so all those are pretty time-consuming processes, and you have to transport them up to the Justice Center and go to the magistrate. But overall, it's been a pretty good month. Each one of the officers has been involved in some something significant, working with the county or working with the case down here, and very pleased with their performance this month. Something that was new this past month, we had some issues with some bears behind Marty Shopping Center. And those individuals, we've had a few individuals that were feeding the bears, and it was kind of enticing them to come down to the dumpsters. They were already getting into dumpsters anyways, but some people were feeding the bears, and that would just further entice them to come down. So I made contact with the game wardens, and so we've coordinated some efforts with them, and that's cut down on that significantly. So one of the individuals was charged with feeding the bear, and so we made a post on the Facebook page, and between that effort, that's kind of calmed it down, but that was something that was new this past month that we hadn't had a problem with. Overall, we had one of the vehicles that was having a mechanical issue. We took it up to the dealership, and it determined it was just a fault with that particular vehicle. It's a common thing that, not so common, but it's happened a couple of times with other vehicles in other locations. It's because we've been keeping up with all the maintenance and everything on it. Everything's covered on it for the warranty, and we should have it back out of the shop in a couple of days. And currently we're working on going through the background checks and calling through potential applicants to kind of narrow our choices down.
Have what, two positions that need to be filled?
Yes, sir.
When do you hope to fill those?
So I spoke to Tim Tester, director of the police academy today, to find out how full this next class was, because that kind of dictates how quickly they need it. And he said that because they're running three academies in a year and applicants the pools are just down across law enforcement in general, they're not too full right now. So he said that as long as we have them in the next 3 to 4 weeks, we should be fine.
And it starts when?
I think the entrance run is the 19th of July. I'm going from memory, but it's past the midway point. I think it's the 19th, and then it started on the 22nd, somewhere around that time frame.
Okay. Questions for Chief Mullins?
Oh, two or three. We can't let you get by twos.
Yes, sir.
Ringley Park itself, I see where your park checks are down from the previous month of April. And since the weather has warmed up, of course, I live across the street, probably somewhere I notice these things where someone else will not. We're getting a lot of activity over there after the park closes. So if we can maybe check those a little bit more often, that and the one at Bondtown both, I think it would be appreciated. But I know that one night last week, there was some very loud activity over there and some not appropriate language.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And in that area, of course, again, I live in front of it, so I know what's going on. No one else here does. But there's been I noticed that one of your officers did a radar check there about, 2 weeks ago. I think it was on a Friday or Saturday night, and he'd been there a grand total of maybe 2 minutes before he takes out flying after a vehicle came zooming on by, which I appreciate him doing that. But that's a one-time occurrence, and we have a lot of vehicles at all times of the day and night that just use that as basically a racetrack. I mean, you know, with the warmer weather and everything, there are a lot of kids present
in there.
Yes, sir.
So if they can maybe step that up to it, appreciate.
Yes, sir.
While he's on the park, I was out of town over the weekend, and I got a video of a car just driving around the park area down inside. I asked whoever
said. Was it a kiddie car or a full-size?
It was a full-size vehicle.
Oh, my God.
There was some activity going on at that time at the
I'm not sure. I didn't.
Because
I
was at an activity there, probably the one you were talking about, and there was a car that drove down. If you're facing the entryway to the park from Quillen,
right.
They drove down the left-hand side because that's not been chained off. And not knowing what they were doing, they decided to drive down right past the shelter, made a right-hand turn.
That's it, then, I guess.
Went between the caboose.
Yes.
And the swing, where the swings used to be, and then came back out, circled the corner, and went back out.
But they weren't part of the, they weren't loading or unloading.
They were not loading or unloading them. I don't know what there was going on.
We need to make sure that, I mean, I know there's signage, but.
If we keep
those chain
bags
closed. It has to be chained.
Yeah. We used to have it to where you could walk, there was enough room to walk in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that needs to go back to that.
And I do know that one part of the train panel or whatever was taken, the cover
that?
Was taken off. Do you know if that's
that
been repaired,
back?
Bolted back? Or
yes.
Okay.
They put new batteries in it that don't work.
I'm sure they, when they've jerked it apart, they pulled them wires.
Okay. Yeah.
But the cover is screwed back on.
Yes, well, I haven't seen it personally, but they told me to get a nut to put back on there.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, my stick probably didn't hold it very long.
Hazelnut, acorn, walnut. You say a nut?
Oh.
Hex. It's a hex nut.
All right. I'm sorry. Hey, one other question. And again, this probably is going to be more of a real question than you. But it's something that would pertain maybe to the town of Coben in the future. I noticed on the news, national news, a week or so ago, that there is a case before the Supreme Court dealing with municipalities and doing no camping inside the municipalities itself.
Yes, that's correct.
Do you know when that's going to the Supreme Court and what the status on that is?
Well, the last I heard is that it was proposed to the Supreme Court and that they were waiting to see if they were actually going to take it before them. Like, they have to decide. They decide which cases they're going to
right.
hear. And I don't know if they had. Last I heard, I don't know.
And that's the last I heard too. I don't think a decision's actually been made on that yet. But at the same time, that is something of significant note, just based on what's happening in the area. And then
yes.
I know the city of Bristol has the no camping ordinance, and
we've discussed doing that.
Right. Yeah, I had myself a note that we were at the last meeting. I think. Or I guess two meetings ago, because Jeff wasn't here, was for us the no soliciting, because we still have several folks hanging out. I know in Marty Shopping Center.
Panhandling, the red light.
Yeah. So if we could work on,
sure.
you two maybe get together and work on that so we can get that in effect.
I think the no camping, we'll have to figure out, because the campground out there is a campground. And it would have to be where if it's designated camping ground area.
For instance, City of Bristol did no camping on public sidewalks because they had a lot of issues with just people
right.
popping up tents right there on the public sidewalk. So to me, it couldn't just be no camping. It would have to be restricted to... Really, what
unless
what we
designated
exactly
a designated campground.
Correct. Yes.
So if we could word that, I would like to have that to where we could work on that.
Because that might actually happen. So we had an interesting encounter last week. We had a gentleman that's actually walking across the U.S.
I saw him.
So he didn't contact us beforehand, but he stopped by the PD and said that every time he goes to a new town, he tries to check in with the local law enforcement, let them know that he's there. That way he doesn't disturb anybody or scare anybody. But basically he camps everywhere that he goes, and he tries to attend a church service. And so we got him into a church service that evening. And, but we were trying to find a place to actually set his tent up. And the campsite up here across from Roadrunner, his insurance doesn't cover like the actual tents. He'd have to have a separate insurance. We found a solution.
Over at Carfax, doesn't that have tents in it?
I think he'd already come through that and passed it back. And so because we explored that as a possibility, but I spent probably 2 hours talking with him and actually come by town hall as well to check, because I went to run some calls, and he was going to sit there and kind of rest at the PD in that swing. And I come back by to, when I had the answers, and he's gone, and he walked over to town hall. And so, but he's a very nice guy. He had newspaper articles, and he was legit. But yeah, the camping is, I'm curious to see how we'll end up having to address that, because it could cause some problems for us.
And it looks like, I did look up that case you were talking about, Jeff, and it looks like they did accept it and heard arguments on it two weeks ago,
okay.
I guess, which is why it was in the news.
Okay.
But at the same time, there's not been any decision given yet on it. But obviously, that would have...
It's going to have a nationwide
correct.
Ramifications.
But we could do one for us, correct?
Well, that's what the issue is whether those are constitutional.
Right. Because depending on how they rule, they could determine that anything that we put something in place in a couple of weeks, they could know that that's
correct.
Not valid, and we'd have to redo it.
Correct. So it would be helpful to have some
that
guidance.
Decision.
Yes,
correct.
That decision made, yeah.
Because I know you have to watch, because kids put their tents up in their backyards and camp out, and so there's a little...
Right.
So we have to word it.
And the ordinances I've looked at in the past,
it has to do with public lands.
It's public lands.
Correct.
The towns.
For public purpose.
Public
yeah.
property
yeah.
is what this is
exactly
centered around, because of the college areas. And
right.
So.
Okay, thank you.
Do they have camping like on spearhead trails? Do they allow camping on there?
Nope.
No.
I don't think so. I think that was something that they were hoping to try to get worked out. And there was some, I haven't been up there to speak with them about that, but there's some group that was wanting to try to do some type of expansion, but I don't know how far. I think it's an early stage.
I think there's an hour after dark that you've got to be off
the trail. It'll be off the trail.
Yeah,
I think that's correct.
All right, any other questions for Chief Mullins? All right, thank you. Next item is water plant. I do not see Mr. Markham present. Do we have anything from him?
I wish I remember which tank it was. We had a tank that went down last week, and he contacted the company that installed it. That's under warranty, and we should have it here replaced, I think, Thursday.
Okay. All right, next item, town manager report.
I'm trying to call memory here. I know last time y'all wanted to know what the PSN part of it was $737 on accounts payable.
Yes.
Yes.
It covers that particular amount, and the other one's just pretty much in the same area of that dollar amount. But it's a chargeback fee, which is $15. PSN gateway fee is $200. That's the use of their gateway talking to customers and so forth. And then their e-bills is 2 cents for every electronic email that they send out, which is a $22 and all that add up to $237.80.
Okay.
And so is that monthly or yearly? Quarterly?
Monthly.
And it's how much?
$237.80 on this one.
It varies
based on
how many emails and that type.
And the more that the mail stuff that they send out, the less we're gonna have to do. And I talked with Sherry. We're in the middle of collecting the names of these. There's 114 people right now. Every month that's gone up a few, so we can actually take those out of our system, not and quit spending the money, the extra money to mail them when they're getting this electronically through them. At 2 cents versus, which mails.
I think I would ask them if they want to be opted out of the paper.
That was the whole point of going this.
I know.
I think this probably happened when I was not here. Is this dealing with water bills?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You've got people that do not even own a computer still.
Well, these people, the 114, are there.
These have signed up for the electronic stuff.
These 114 have already done it.
Yeah, they've asked to not receive.
And they said not to receive a paper bill?
When they signed up for electronic.
Okay.
They don't send them a paper bill.
Yeah, I mean, if they said don't send it, then don't send it. I mean, just be sure that they understand they're not going to get it.
That one of them's me. I'm good with it. Mine was already coming to an email. I like.
And I signed mine up when it all started, but I don't recall if it had like a disclaimer and you no longer receive paper, because like the banks, if you sign up something for them, that's all that it says. I don't know. So I can verify it. I've contacted a gentleman with Versa, and he's giving me some dates, and it's starting on the 17th, and a couple of dates after that of this month. He used to be a OSHA inspector, and he has since then started working for Versa, and his role with Versa is to go out to the towns in which I don't want to say sponsor, but we purchase insurance on.
Mm-hmm.
And he is willing to come out and not only set up some training, i.e. forklift training, flagger training, which we've got that, thank God.
Everybody's got it.
Safety, all but two. Safety and something else. But he's going to come out and do a town-wide inspection as if he was still working for OSHA. He's going to come out and set up a plan. I've got some documentations to start programs for the town. He's going to work with me on getting a lot of that taken care of. Most of it's just already, it's already there. We're just changing the name to protect type thing. I think it's going to be very good to get this person here.
How much is this going to cost?
It's going to cost nothing.
Okay, because I'm going to say OSHA does all that training too for free if they'll come from Bristol over and do OSHA training.
They will come, Verso will send somebody out here and do the training.
I'd just like to have everybody OSHA certified that we're all on the same page because I don't want people hurt and it be because of negligence on our end of the deal that we didn't have the proper equipment out, we didn't have hard hats in the right places or whatever it is that happens. And I know when we dig holes that we have to have sidewalls put up if they're a certain depth to keep them from being caved in on. All those things that if we're not abiding by it and somebody did get hurt, our employees or somebody that falls in a hole or whatever, families are going to sue us. And that's fact. They're going to do it and they're going to say, well, you should have known.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do here for a while.
As of right now, we do none of that.
As long as we're, you know.
Zero anything.
Right.
There's nothing safe at all.
Nothing safe?
No. I mean, you can go to the town maintenance shop right now and fire extinguishers are out of date from 2013. I mean, everything. From hard hats to safety glasses, which we have got recently. But when we're out here on a job, it's just every man for himself. Nobody has no training, nobody has nothing.
Well, that's something I've talked about before, that we need to be sure that we are all trained equally.
Well, we did get flagger's license, but two people missed it. I was in one of them. But somehow I got a card in my name, I heard, and I didn't even take the test. So.
Well, no, we need to take the, make, we need everybody. Just tear that up. Just don't tell me that. So we're going to get trained.
Well, you need to know.
Right, tear it up. Whoever has it, tear it up. So you and who?
Shannon.
You and Shannon. So you two have to take the class.
I think we all need to work on safety too.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think we just need to follow in behind the DDoS standards is what we need to do.
Of course. And I think that's what's going to happen when Versa comes in
right.
And does this and starts show everybody what's wrong and we start working to improve our safety measures all along. And I think that we'll do better and everybody be on the same page. And I think that it is true that you're supposed to have license, you're supposed to be certified to run forklifts and stuff. So, yes. Yeah, so just like CDLs, you got to maintain. So all these things that require licensures, we need to be on that and get it all taken care of before something does happen. And because we are aware, and now that I know, I'm more liable. Sometimes I can plead ignorance, but I can't at this point.
Okay, so Jimmy and Jeff can work together to... Wait, maybe, well, when the Versa people come in, I'm sure they're going to tell us what all needs to be fixed.
We'll have a full report.
Yep.
Did they give you a time period when they can
see? It's the 17th.
Starting on the 17th.
Oh, good.
And a couple days after that, someone at window is really
good. So next week.
Yes.
All right.
It's all I can recall.
All right, we have the list of questions.
Back to the list. I went over to the event he was at the other day and was asked by a lady the bridge that comes from in front of Jeff's house, it goes over towards the park. That first step is like this deep. It's pretty long drop down. Can we do anything to make that not so steep? Fix it, either make it with a ramp type deal or
step down to the park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did that. Somebody move it.
No, not there. On the side.
That's the park.
But actually, asphalt both sides.
The bridge. We could asphalt slope it down to the asphalt. I don't know.
Or put another.
Another step to fix it, but I think the asphalt to ramp would be better. That way, somebody could in a wheelchair.
We didn't do that, but we all discussed. Somebody said something, so we didn't do it.
If you put the asphalt in there, you're going to solve one problem, but you're going to
create another one because people fall off the side.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it needs to be asphalted because that's not the handicap entrance. The handicap entrance is on this side. I think we just need to put a step or something It's not one humongous step down.
Yeah. The other thing that's happening on that bridge is that when all of that wood was replaced in there, I think you guys replaced, most of the wood on that bridge? Very, 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 very little of that wood is actually adhered to the bridge. It's just free floating, some type of a channel.
That's what it does. It's free floating.
It's creating some stability problems.
It sits in two tracks. You just slide it in, put the track over it. That's it.
So that's the way the bridge is made.
Yeah. I mean, you might be able to get some of them tied.
It was shifting when the same person that Sharon is talking about went across the bridge. She had a difficult time on the bridge itself.
Might check and see if the wood shrunk or something that's giving it more motion than it should have. I don't know. Right. Yeah, if we could make that step like half. Fix it so that it'll be not so steep. So that's that question. That's one. I asked that one. The letters to the homeowners. Did you get any response back? You sent a certified to the lady with the...
She contacted me.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she's trying to get her family here in the area to get it cleaned up. But nobody's going to do it. She asked how much that we will charge her if we clean it up for her. And right now, the last time Jeff and I talked about it, we haven't settled on a price yet. I can't remember. This will be $300, $350, somewhere there.
That all? Be charging more than that. That's a lot of work.
Talking about the property across from
M&M, yeah.
Right.
Because you're going to have to run that to Norton to the landfill. That's a lot of work. But anyway, so if we can get that, I hate it's this far along. And have we done letters to other places?
I have.
What about the one on 7th Street that's caving in?
I have not done that one.
I thought you had.
I don't think so.
Okay. It's got like electrical lines, like down in the entire house is caving in, and then the electrical lines are down. I mean, eventually it's probably going to catch on fire and maybe not be pleasant, but that's definitely an area that needs a letter sent.
Are we going to try to get the bridges stained?
Well, they're supposed to have done it before the end of last month, but
could you call them
now? They've moved it to this month.
Okay. I'd like to have it done by 4th of July. That'd be nice.
Job Corps has reassured everyone that they will get that done this month. They won't be reminded.
Thank you. Let's see.
There's another house over on May Avenue. Right
yeah.
Now. That house is the owner's, which is out of Florida. They are going through an eviction process trying to get those folks out.
I can't even imagine living in it. The Hillcom Internet.
Hillcom, they put a...
Have you seen the thing in the...
thing in front of the building, side of it. And what they're doing, because the time that it's taken for a railroad to give Scott County the authorization to bore underneath the tracks, they have decided if they could put that up beside the town hall, and they're running the electrical part to it in the next couple of days, I think. Once that happens, right now they've got that box on the outside. Then they've got the
receiver set up on the tower.
So that's going to shoot everything to the tower, which in turn is going to.
So how long are they?
As soon as they get the power to it, it's going to be up and going.
Soon. So once that's done, we're supposed to get internet here in this building, the park, the stage, town hall, the pool, all of our ABC buildings, everybody's going to have internet.
Right.
And we're going to be able to get cameras for the park, the pool, for here.
That's the plan.
Parking lot. And I'd like the cameras to be set up to where the police department has access to see them and have the alerts, like somebody's in the park at 3 o'clock in the morning, they can flip on and see who's there and go down and get them.
Yes, ma'am. I've spoke to Jimmy about it. And I've actually got two cameras down at the PD that we were given on a trial basis, and they're supposed to be giving me a quote for those. They're fantastic camera systems, but we're going to check to see the price. And My concern is the price on that particular one, but they do have some very good cameras out there, and I think there's some options that are coming in there, so help everybody.
Okay. Now, is it being addressed? And I asked that, asked that.
And also the letter I took here on Kaiser, I mean, the single wide on Kaiser. I got the letter back in the mail. Unbelievable.
So the address it's on file at the courthouse?
Yes.
So what do you do then?
So what's your next move after that, Will? When you can't find the owner of something?
Well, generally, you try to look at alternative avenues if you still are not able to find the owner. Typically, did you check with the Commissioner of Revenue's office to see where the tax ticket's being sent?
I didn't know.
That would be my next step, because generally...
Well, no, the address that we have.
Right. Yeah, I would check to see if there's any updates with that. Then if that doesn't work, the person still cannot be found, then generally there would probably be some scenario where there'd be some sort of public notice as far as posting in the newspaper before any action would be taken. But generally you have to exhaust your remedies as far as checking to see every avenue for that person in order to have actual contact with them, and then if you're not able to do that, then we could look and see what the legal requirements are as far as that kind of person.
You talked to Israel Hamilton about that. He told me he's already bought all the shares except for one. So I don't know.
On that trailer?
The property, all the property. I don't know about the trailer, but, you know, because that's usually like a vehicle, you know. And he's
so if he's bought all the property off of all but one?
That's what he said.
And I think that'd be an excellent place to start.
Because if he becomes the owner of it, it's his.
Correct. And then the other piece is he's buying the property off somebody, so he's got contact information for somebody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Now there's two pieces of property that, two pieces to that property.
Okay.
Where the trailer's at, and then across the little road that goes up to that bridge that's abandoned, there's a little small piece right there.
What's his first name?
Israel.
Israel Hamilton. He's the warden at Keene Mountain, I think.
I think that's right.
I can probably get his number for you.
He's the new principal's brother.
Matthew.
Yeah. I told him, I'm like, I don't like that. I think he's 10 years old. It's going to be hard to be my boss. So the other day they came up to the pool and moved the pole for the kids to be able to climb up in there. Did you look at ordering one of the seats?
I have not ordered them yet.
What are you talking about? What pole?
So
They moved the pole to the
umbrellas.
Umbrellas.
Oh.
Where it was dead in the middle. It was hard for them to get around it.
The chair, the mechanism between the stanchion and the chair,
the bearings is gone.
Gotcha.
And I'm not letting them up there. I moved that small over, so they're sitting in it right now. And I've just told them be careful in the big one. Which lifeguard had to jump off there the other evening. Get one out who followed somebody else and jumped in the deep end. And when she got him out and set him down, she saw him go down twice and she jumped. And when she set him out and he was still tore out of pieces, she says, I went down six times. She said, I don't think that many, but I got you and you're all right. So, yeah, so we've done had one jump off that platform. I hate them doing that though, but they did. So have you checked on them, looked at them? Let's see. So I saw where the city of Norton got a large sum of money from the casino, and that the county is getting a large sum of money from the casino. Is the county going, do you know, are they going to divide that up among anybody in the county?
They are not.
What is their plans for their money?
They're going to spend it on schools.
Yeah. That's it.
So every bit of that money is going toward the schools. Well, I better be getting a good pay increase.
Me too. Me too.
It should not have anything to do with your personal pay.
I want...
Especially schools.
I want more hours.
Road infrastructure.
Road infrastructure. So can we send them a list of road infrastructure that needs to be paved?
Well, the problem
to get in the list?
I guess... I guess we can... ask for them to provide us documentation of where that money's going, can we not?
There's three different things that money has to go to.
Correct.
I can't think of the third one. You know, third one.
So schools, infrastructure, and... So infrastructure could be water lines?
It's for roads.
Roads. So if it's for roads... I have
Is it
quite
going
a
to
few.
Be on the county roads, or are they going to use some for town?
It never specifies that, so I don't know.
I would like to ask that question to them. Is if we give you a list of roads that need paving in the town of Coburn, because, you know, so many of our roads are VDOTs.
Let me make a suggestion, okay?
Yes.
Going back during COVID,
mm-hmm.
when... we were attempting to secure part of the,
mm-hmm.
I guess, CARES Act money
mm-hmm.
from them for a garbage truck.
Right.
Which we ended up getting it through other means, which is fine. But anyway, myself and I believe Joe went up to the school board meeting and presented in front of them. And yep, you were there. Sorry about that. But I don't remember you speaking.
I couldn't. Y'all talk too much.
Okay. But
so you
anyway,
think that's what we need to do? Make an appointment, put our name on the agenda?
I think you know, maybe you and Devontae need to make that venture up there, get on the agenda, which is what we had to do then,
mm-hmm.
And address that question directly to the board of supervisors.
Set that up.
Okay. We can do it.
I can go ask. Okay.
Just be sure you don't do what the other party from another town did.
Yeah.
It was entertaining.
For those of you who don't know, that at this meeting there was a mayor for one of the towns who presented to the Board of Supervisors just prior to myself. And no, it was actually, it was not the mayor. It was a representative from the town. And then I think it was the town manager. And then the mayor got up and says, it, you know, disregard everything that they just said. So,
the manager stepped up and then
it was during
she
night.
Stepped up and ignored everything she just said.
Hmm.
And
nice.
Then we left the building.
Then we left. Well, we'll try to not
it
have
made you
that.
All look real good when
yeah,
we got
mine's just
going to
be, I think ours would be, I think a lot of the towns would be asking the same thing for the infrastructure to be to help with our roads throughout not just Coburn, but every other town. and they could allot every town X amount of dollars. Because we had a list and a price for that even. But anyway, so Demte's got that. So I guess this will be with you and you, is where are we at with Soma?
So I am, they're supposed to be sending me the contract this week. So I spoke with them Thursday or Friday last week. So they don't anticipate it being an issue because we're already in the system with the sheriff's office through the CAD system and dispatch. And so he anticipates everything is going on time. I just need to get the contract so that we can sign that and then send in the money.
See. It's
transportation, education.
I forgot education.
Oh, you remembered education.
No. That's schools. Education is schools.
Education, transportation,
public safety.
I think big potholes is public safety. So, okay. Then on our lead process of identifying lines, where are we at with that?
I don't know.
Anybody know? What's going on with the lines?
I think we got about 13 pages of phone call. But we have mutual handed, so I've been going out helping them with leaks.
How many pages are there?
59.
There's
front and back.
Huh?
59 front and back.
But he said
and that's
13.
Front and back, and that's not handwritten, that's 10 font.
There's like 30 per front, 30 right. per back. Front and back, 59 pages.
And we've gotten 13 front and backs. Or?
I had help, but they took my help, so it's just me.
Yep, we did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have 13 front and back or 13?
Is it just making phone calls?
13 pages
front and back.
Are
front
we
back,
just making okay. phone calls at this point still?
Yeah, we'll still have it.
And it takes two people to make phone calls?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. It's faster. We should already be digging, but we're not doing that either.
So are we doing anything at all? Nothing. I figure one person on a phone sitting there at a desk.
Well,
I can make a whole lot of calls.
Called away, you can't do it.
I know. I understand that. I understand that too. But at the same time, when we're not out on a line on a call, that we could sit down at a desk and make phone calls.
I was told I got myself into a situation and I can do it all by myself. That's
what
I thought.
Well, council instructed for that to happen, and this isn't going to be discussed
that's
in open session. Council said for the individual, one individual, to do that until it was done, and that's what is expected.
I was talking about when it comes to digging, I got to go do that too by myself.
We didn't say that.
No, that's not accurate.
No, that was phone calls. So, things that leave here and go there gets twisted. But anyway.
We can discuss that in closed session tonight because we're going anyway.
All right. I think I'm at the end of that list.
Any other questions for Mr. Williams?
I will tell you that I contacted Marcus Sarton, and he is going to send an email to release his lease with that piece of property. So it will be back in the town, but I told him he had to do it in writing.
All right, anything else? Next up, Public Works. I don't see Mr. Livingston here.
I know where he's at.
So we'll move on. Lane Group.
Do
you have
anything
for Mr. Mullins? Okay, Ms. Sharp, Treasurer Clerk Report.
Tonight's report, I have a copy of our total accounts payable due of $1,888.25. The interim accounts payables were $98,815.70. You have copies of the May 13th regular meeting minutes. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, June the 7th, was $215,697.55. We had $58,879.77 in outstanding checks. Minus our $1,888.25 in total accounts payable due, which left a balance of $154,929.53. Since I prepared those reports, we have two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $9,759.57. And today's deposit was $7,214.90, or a combined total cash availability of $171,904. I've included a copy of our online disbursements, which totaled $19,768.06. You have a copy of our total accounts availability report for all the month of May and for June current, and the cash comparison report. I've also included the credit card statement for Card Services Center for our corporate cards, Food City Gas, and I don't think we have Food City Gas actually. I think it was just the Wex Valero cards.
So I saw the Valero cards. Questions for Mrs. Sharp? I think I'm good. I didn't see anything I questioned when I looked at it earlier. Okay, so you need from us the total accounts payable due?
Yes, sir.
I make a motion to accept the total accounts payable due as presented.
Second. Motion and a second to accept the total accounts payable due as presented in the amount of $1,888.25. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
I make a motion to accept the interim accounts payable due in the amount of $98,815.70.
Second. Motion and a second to accept the interim accounts payable due in the amount of $98,815.70. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And we have only one set of meeting minutes, it looks like, May 13th, 2024.
I will make that into a motion to accept the council minutes for May 13th, 2024.
And I'll second. We have a motion and a second to accept the May the 13th, 2024 regular meeting minutes as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain, was not present.
Okay, motion carries. All right, is that all you need from us?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Next item is attorney report, Mr. Sturgill.
I just want to make council aware of one change in the law that's going to be effective July 1st, 2024. This was just announced by the Department of Labor about a month ago, and it pertains to FLSA, the Fair Labor Standards Act, for overtime requirements, dealing with their salary threshold. It currently is $35,568, and it's going to increase to $43,888. And what that is the Department of Labor announced a new rule that increased the annual salary level threshold to $43,888. That threshold will again increase to $58,656 on January 1st, 2025, and will be updated every 3 years. And so for July 1st, it's approximately $44,000. Effective January 1st, 2025, it's $58,500 approximately. And what that means is employees making less than these amounts as the thresholds change will be eligible for overtime. And so generally, if somebody's been listed as exempt, they were under salary and they were under that threshold, then they would be eligible for overtime pay. In talking with Jimmy, that's something that I've definitely been mindful of when he was working through the budget. I don't know if we've got an employee who fits. We've got one. So obviously he's been mindful of that, looking at what needed to be done. But I just wanted to make sure council was aware of that change in the law.
Okay, thank you for that information.
And 43 is July 1, right?
Yes.
Correct.
And the next one is January.
Correct.
All right. Okay. Do you have anything else for us? Any questions for Mr. Sturgill? Okay, moving along, we have no new business. We do have old business A, the service agreement for solid waste collection. While looking over this, I did see the second bullet that says only town provided cans will be picked up by the town. I thought we changed that. No. Thought we discussed that.
Purchase land.
I thought that we had changed
that to we would only.
If it was serviceable by our garbage truck with the proper, pickups on the garbage can that we were going to use those.
That we were not responsible for any damage.
Yeah, we're not responsible for damages.
And if it can't be picked up, then we're not picking it up. But if they have a can that's made like the town,
I guess that needs to be specifications of cans must meet the trash truck's requirements. I don't know how to word that.
And maybe you and Will get together and get wording for that second bullet.
Yeah. And it, if they are providing it, we're not responsible for them.
Yeah.
So if they get our trash cans and they were using ours, and when you lift them or something and that handle flies off of it, that's our fault. That's our can and we'll give you another one. But if you went and bought you a cheap one off of Amazon or Temu, then...
So if you would fix that second bullet, then we can vote on this at the special call meeting on the 24th once it's completely accurate.
How about putting cardboard boxes in all these bags? I don't agree with that.
Well, we just said to break it down.
Break it down
and put it beside the trash cans. Well, correct.
They can even put the can.
It's to be broke down.
They put a bunch of cardboard.
They cram it.
And they cram
it. Cram it in the can is what you're saying.
Yeah.
They can't be crammed.
So if they break them down and put them in there and they can be emptied and found. Yes.
If it's not a 96-gallon can, then that truck is not going to pick it up.
And if they don't have a 96-gallon can, then we're not going to pick it up.
It'll take a little while, but we'll get it to where everybody's on the same page, and it'll be better for everybody.
We have actually been handing out several.
That's good.
Several.
And I think that is helping you all, correct?
A lot.
Yeah. Because that was the intention of those trucks, was to keep you all from having to handle trash.
When we have one that's down, the one that grabs any kind of can, the grabber's broke. So the other truck is specifically only for our cans, the 96 gallons.
So our other truck has got what's broke?
The little grabber on the back office.
Yeah, the little.
Oh, it's fixed now. Sorry.
Those brand new trucks.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions regarding this lease agreement? Or not lease agreement, solid waste collection service agreement. Okay.
So are we going to charge them monthly for an additional can?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's extra up to 4 cans, not 10 per can.
Yeah, $10 up to 4 cans.
Okay.
All right, any other questions?
Nope.
Okay, we'll move along. Closed session. We do have a reason to go into closed session. So I move to enter into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss performance of Town of Coburn personnel, and 2.2-3711A8 to consult with legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matters. That's in form of a motion.
Second.
Motion in the second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of entering into closed session, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're in closed session.